Radio Gorgeous, created by women for women. RadioGorgeous.com. Hello and welcome to Gorgeous Gossip. Josephine Pembroke here, and I am here with Sophie King, who is a romantic author, and she has invented the Sophie King Prize for Authors. And on Gorgeous Gossip this week, Sophie gives away her hard-earned secrets to tell us about how to write that book we all believe we have in us. And the theme is love second time around. So you can write a romantic story. It doesn't have to be fluffy. It can be deep. It can be meaningful. It can be erotic. It can be anything you want it to be. It's open to anybody who can write in English. It's a global competition. Very Radio Gorgeous, darling. And minimum 1,000 words, maximum 1,500 words. The deadline for entries is Monday the 14th of September 2015. Now let's go and meet Sophie. Warm welcome onto Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Can you tell us about her books and why do you have a pseudonym?
Yes, because Sophie King came before my Jane Bidder books. In fact, I was a journalist for many years as Jane Bidder. I wrote for women's magazines. The last one before I turned freelance was Woman's Own. I then had regular columns in Times, Telegraph and Woman magazine. I'd got my first book published as Sophie King, and that was because my then agent said he thought it'd be a good idea if I had a different name so that people wouldn't confuse the two. Mm-hmm. My first Sophie King book was called The School Run. I'd been writing lots of children's lots of articles for parents on how to do things, which was a bit of a joke because I have three children myself and they'll be the first to tell you about all the mess ups I made. My agent thought if I wrote it under a different name, people would realise it was a novel or they were less likely to think it was a how to do the school run book. But Sophie King, strangely, before I went to the prison, always had a dark side. I think I do have a dark side. So it's not light, frivolous. I'm not going to use the word chick lit because I think it's been so abused, but it's not necessarily light and frivolous. My Sophie King books are funny. They deal with things that can happen to all of us.
I then asked Sophie, where does she get her ideas for her books?
Right, well, ideas are with me all the time. I just have to walk down the street or hear somebody say something, or I'm in the bath, or I'm walking my dog, or I'm swimming in the sea, and an idea will just come to me. So I'm touch wood, never short of ideas. It's really what to do with them and to make sure that they make a good story, that they've got the depth for a short story, and that they've also got that almost teasing out quality to cover lots of different characters. I then put one of my characters in a tricky situation in that first chapter. I have to say that plot is dominant for me. Plot should go hand in hand with the character. I have to work every day when I'm writing a novel. It's like reading a book for me.
I was going to ask what your timings and stuff. Because you said you do, swim in the sea, you play tennis, and you go running.
Okay, so since I got married to my amazing second husband, I just do it. And I write between 2,000 and 2,500 words every morning in about an hour and a half. Because, as I said, I was a journalist. You know, it's the way I work.
Quick,
can't bear being interrupted. But also, before I had that first novel published, as I mentioned, The School Run, I had actually written 10 books, one a year, which weren't published. And it was the 11th that was published.
RadioGorgeous.com. So had you been trying for 10 years?
Yes, one a year. I started when the youngest was 3. I got an agent almost immediately, and I thought, this is brilliant. And she got lots of nice rejection letters. So she said,
nice
why don't you write?
Letters.
No, there is a difference. There is a difference. Then she said, why not write the next one? So I wrote the next one, lots of nice rejection letters, then the third. And this went on one book a year for 10 years. And
so
then
you
the
did not give
no,
up.
No. You can't. When you're a writer, you can't. You would actually pay someone to let you write. Can I mention the Sophie King Prize?
Yes, I was just about to go on to that because we have a lot of authors and budding authors listen to Radio Gorgeous, and you've developed a prize.
Yes, well, my Sophie King books are now published by Corazon Press, and the editor, Ian Skillicorn, came up with a very good idea of running an annual Sophie King Short Story Prize to encourage other writers. So if people would like to enter, the deadline is August the 31st. I'm looking at short stories between 1,000 and 1,500 words. The theme is weddings. Anything to do with weddings, to celebrate my next book, which is coming out, which is a reissue of The Wedding Party. And if they'd like to look on my website, which is, am I allowed to mention websites? Right, www.sophieking, or one word, that's S-O-P-H-I-E, king.info. And details will be on that. And I look forward to receiving entries, because I do like encouraging people.
What do people win?
I will put them in touch with an agent. The winner will be put in touch with an agent, and there will be some runner-up prizes of books.
Fantastic. So it literally is a chance for you to get a foot in the door if you really want to be
That's
a writer.
Right. Yes.
So thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous today.
Thank you for
it's been
me.
Absolute delight. And all the information about Jane, all the books, everything will be on our website. Thank you for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
You can also Twitter me. You can follow me on Twitter on Sophie King Jane Bidder, and I do love to hear from readers. Thank you so much for having me. I love Radio Gorgeous. I think you're doing the most amazing thing, and your interviews are fabulous. It's a great idea.
Oh, thank you so much. There is nothing safe in this world. Thanks, Sophie King, for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. So for more information about the competition, which we really hope you are going to enter, go to radiogorgeous.com. This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2015. Edited by Ella Gray Thomas, presented and produced by Josephine Pembroke. Thanks for listening. Writers everywhere. Oh, what's a nice day to